As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, a lot going on here today, including life advice with the hammer, which will be around 9:15. What do you need help with? Facebook, Twitter, and the text line. 3 ways you can get to James to get to me.
I know something you need help with.
What's that?
The last word.
Yeah, the last word. Exactly. All right, so, yeah, good call. So let me give you something that I think we all as Phillies fans need help with, and that's Jordan Romano. Now, I'm going to make a comparison right now that I've never thought about with a pro athlete, but I did think about yesterday. And I don't know. You know, I'm going to start talking about looks, and maybe
you're
this
crossing
is,
it weird.
Well, I might be crossing it inappropriately, but I'm going to say it anyway. Watching Jordan Romano pitch reminds me of watching a teenager who has angst. He looks not confident. Like, you know, when you talk John to a teenager, or you just observe a teenager, and you
I would
can
think
tell
if he's angsty, he's got confidence, and he's convicted in his. Approach, you know, like he.
But this guy's not. Like here's the comp I'm trying
he's
to make.
He's got conviction. Yeah, I can't believe I said that.
Here's what I'm trying to express. So sometimes in life you interact with a teenager and you can tell the teenager has not yet gained confidence in life and can be uncomfortable in a situation. And look, we've all been through it. I'm not saying I haven't. I'm not. This is not casting
aspersions.
Yeah. Like, that's what I see when I see Romano.
He looks so uncomfortable
yes.
in his own shoes.
That's like what a teenager
like
is.
Like a teen who's, yeah, you're right.
Like their face is broken out and they're not confident.
Oh my gosh, who thinks that everyone's staring at the big zit in the middle of their forehead, but they're really not. But he's got that.
Yeah, but they really are.
He's got that.
Yeah, right. I mean, let's be real.
Like he's got the teen insecurity.
That's what I'm trying to express.
Yeah.
That's what I see. When I see Romano pitch, I see teen insecurity.
Oh my gosh, are they looking at what I'm wearing?
Yeah,
oh
I'm not good enough.
I'm wearing the same thing as Bob.
Because it's all rooted in I'm not good enough. That's the way the teenager feels. I'm not good enough to talk to that girl. I'm not good enough to talk to that guy. I'm not confident enough to enter that adult conversation.
Oh my gosh, my haircut looks so terrible. Yeah. No one really notices it.
James, is that an okay comp? That's what I sense.
I get it. I get what you're saying.
Because he looks so
picking up what you're putting
uncomfident.
I get it. Yeah.
He feels sort of panicky.
Well, that's so for what it's worth,
he's his eyes.
For what it's worth, he always like the weird like motions and all. That's the way he pitched in Toronto. Like he is when he was successful, he did the weird foot thing where he does the foot stamp.
That contributes.
Like so for I'm just letting you know that is the way he's always pitched. But I do agree he does look doesn't look confident. There's
God.
No
doubt. All right, let's go. Actually, real quick, before we go to the phones, Walter Nolan's name came up. I want to play some audio of Ross Tucker recently talking about Walter Nolan, who certainly could be a pick for the Eagles tonight. Let's listen to Ross on Walter Nolan. Is he good enough that the Giants should hitch their wagon to him or not?
James, my fault.
No, he's not.
Stop, James. Let's get to, my fault. We're going to get back to that in one moment. Let's go to the phones right now, 215-592-9494. We'll get back to that audio in a second. Let's get to Gary in Whitehall right now. Gary, good morning.
Good morning. How you guys doing today?
Good, buddy.
Awesome, Gary.
Yeah, you know, this baseball team, first of all, the team itself is disheartening.
Yep.
The manager is delusional. And the president of operations is disappointing.
Yep, I agree with that.
I mean, it's a total letdown. There's no heart. They're just going through the motions. I mean, this is bad. It's just like Sixers-ish.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's not what Sixers became this year, who was one of the worst in basketball. But the fact, Gary, that the Phillies are 48-50 in their last 98, that smacks me in the face this morning.
And that they're going unlikable. You know, they are. Yeah. Like, they are not. They, it's certainly not as likable as they used to be.
I agree
That's
with that.
That's for damn sure.
I agree with that.
You're absolutely correct. So can we get on something good here? And,
sure.
It's a good thing that the Phillies aren't playing today because it's draft day. So we got something good going for us there.
Well, we do. And by the way, we're going to have huge coverage tonight, in part because there's no Phillies game for us to air tonight. Huge WIP coverage. To a certain extent, draft coverage starts right now. But the actual draft show starts at 6 o'clock. And it's going to be a mixture of all sorts of people, from Rob Ellis to Ike to Fritz to Hugh to Elliot. Lot of personalities here on WIP all going to be part of this program. 6 to midnight tonight. So be tuned 6 to midnight for great local coverage of what's going on with the draft.
Yeah, Walter Nolan is a name I'm looking at. So is Spears. I mean, definitely you got to go with the trenches. I mean, if Walker's there from Georgia, how
right. Probably won't be. He could be more of a trade-up guy, but he's another possibility for sure. All right, Gary, give me an answer. A notable last.
Season 9, episode 24, the finale. Seinfeld.
Sure.
Absolutely. I didn't love it. It is notable. I found it annoying, but, you know.
It's very notable.
It's very notable. And then Curb had their final episode, similar in nature, you know, kind of playing off that. All right, let's get to this thing on Walter Nolan. Ross Tucker talking about Walter Nolan recently. How good is he, and what kind of fit would he be for the Eagles?
Yeah, I mean, he's pretty much as gifted as anyone. There's a reason why he was the number one overall prospect coming out of high school. I think if you watch him in college, it's kind of up and down. You know, there are times where you can watch a few plays and say, this guy's Jalen Carter, this guy should be a top 10 pick. But then there's too many other plays where the consistency is just not there. I think that the Eagles embrace the opportunity to get talented, inconsistent guys and make them more consistent. I think that's sort of been one of the themes the last couple of years. I would be surprised if he's still there at 32. You know, there's only so many guys that have the gifts in their body that Walter Nolan possesses, and guys like that do not last until the end of the first round.
John, when we go to bed tonight, we the collective Philadelphia Eagles fan, when we go to bed tonight, if the Eagles have Walter Nolan, should we be happy?
Yes. I hope that he is one of the however many, 26, 27. I'm just putting a number on however many first round grades that Howie thinks there are out there.
Right.
I'm just praying that Walter Nolan is in that group. I sort of feel like the names that we talk about, you know, you become attached to them little bit because you project, you know, like I think of Walter Nolan next to Jalen Carter and I think, man, the way that he can penetrate, like how on earth can anyone block him? And then Nolan Smith coming off the edge, if you got those two inside next to one another, I love the way that feels. And so you get attached to this, I don't know, fairy tale pretend world that includes this first round pick that is now, you know, after you know, tonight playing for some other team, most likely. It's weird how you get attached to guys. But I'm excited to get attached to someone like, I don't know, Jalen Walker, one of these guys that just seems so uniquely gifted.
He's a trade-up guy, right?
Off ball. Yeah. Well,
yeah,
I don't know.
Probably.
Maybe. Maybe he's that tweener who, again, like our second round pick last year, it really did feel like people didn't know for sure that Cooper DeJean could cover the way he needed to be the lockdown nickel cornerback. Yeah. So a little bit too big to cover, a little bit too, you know, tight in the hips to be able to run with elite slot corner, slot wide receivers. They were all wrong. I think, you know, if this team identifies Jalen Walker as a guy who can do it all, cover off the ball as a linebacker and get on the edge and blitz, holy cow, that versatility. This is the kind of guy you can feature in some packages. Mm-hmm. And again, a player that they can just say to the rest of the team, hey, what's he like? What's he like, guys? How do you like playing with him? And the word is, he is the leader. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, for sure. It's draft day. And the Phillies, they can't lose today. They don't play. As Mick said to Rock, when he was disgusted with him in Rocky 2, go soak your head. Go carry a bucket of spit. Well, it might be a little strong. But I'll say this. They ain't making any of us proud right now, man. They ain't making any of us proud. And losing.
You think Mick said to them before yesterday's game, you can't win?
Well, yeah, that's Rock 4. So here's the problem. They can. But, you know, maybe they're just not as good as a lot of us thought, myself included. I mean, I had him higher around here than anybody. I had him winning 97 games. A lot of other people on our show had him in the lower 90s. Look, they're playing a bad brand of baseball right now. And then you see the Mets, the way they flash the leather. You know, the shortstop, the left fielder. I mean, obviously Soto with the throw to right, the threat of the throw that, you know, forced Castellanos back later in the game. The catcher with the tag he made earlier in the game. I guess, what was that, eighth inning?
And just the way they play. I mean, think about this, too, what they're getting out of their pitching. The Phillies starting pitchers, the three combined, are making $70 million this year. The three starters who started in the Mets series, $10 million, the three Mets starters. $10 million.
That's something, man. And then there's Rob Thompson after the game, and this quote probably has me more cheese than any quote a Philly has put out there this year. Because, you know, you heard what Devin played in the update of Bryce, and that resonates with me because it's accurate. And then Rob Thompson breaking down the way things went with Romano and using the word randomness. This does not resonate with me.
You had three extra base hits this entire series. Yeah. Do you think some of your guys maybe are caught between the patient and aggressive, and that's maybe you're not dropping the ball like you think your lineup can?
I don't think so. Yeah, I don't think so. I think we're just going through a little bit of a run here that we're not driving the ball, but it'll come.
I mean, it's just
he's been saying that. Yeah. All season.
Yeah, not
it'll
good.
Come.
Not,
it'll come.
Not good. Not good at all. Look, 215-592-9494.
So can he just buckle down and have these guys respond? That's the big question. Can he toughen up? Because I think that's a major part of the problem here, that it's just a little too lackadaisical, like adrift.
I agree.
Right? Doesn't it feel like this team needs an anchor? Someone, throw them the little thing that, whatever that's called. What's the
buoy?
I don't know. Floating. What's that called? The
life rescue, vest? I know what you're talking about.
The rescue round
thing. Yeah.
What is that?
I don't know.
Anyway.
A lifesaver.
Lifesaver thing.
Is that what it's called?
I have no idea.
I think it might be called a lifesaver thing.
What do I know?
I don't know about the thing part of it.
It's not sports trivia, so I don't know if I'm right or not. If it was sports trivia, I would know I'm right. This thing, I don't know. But we get the concept.
But by the way, our manager, and if that lifesaver is going to be thrown, he needs to be tougher. Yeah. He needs to get real with these guys. Yeah. And by the way, our big bopper, Bryce Harper, I love most of the effort. It needs to be better.
It needs
to just be better, man.
Not good.
Our team is languishing, and you're the big star, the leader. You need to do more. It's not been enough.
Yeah. So, look, you can react to the Phils, who are now under 500 in their last 98 games, 48-50. It's going back to, you know, run last summer. Not good. By the way, I'll tell you what's also not good, me. Because I said I wanted to play what's bothered me audio more than any piece of audio this year, and I gave James the wrong signal. That wasn't the right. That was not James's fault. That was my fault, ladies and gentlemen. Let's listen to the piece of audio Rob Thompson said after the game. He's referencing Jordan Romano at bats that the Mets had, but this does not work for me.
Looked like the pitch from Romano to Alonso was a good one that he just gets out and gets a piece of it, and one to Marte is probably one he wants. You don't want it there, correct?
Well, I mean, Marte didn't hit the ball hard. So there you go. All right. It's the randomness of the game. Whereas I thought the pitch to Alonso probably got too much of the play.
Too much.
Okay. Yeah. And he could barrel it.
There you go. Mm-hmm. It's the randomness of the game.
That's baseball.
I mean, guys, they're 48.
Just saying it differently. Just didn't say that's baseball. Yeah. We said the exact same thing.
They're
that's
48
baseball.
And 50 in their last 98. Don't give me that's the randomness of the game.
Especially with a pitcher who has an ERA over 15.
Make it less.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Random. Make it less random because your job is to win. Your job is to win these games at a better clip than what you're doing.
And his job's on the line. And by the way, I'll say this. I got a text from a buddy yesterday. Why do they put Romano in the game? Listen, I here's the one thing I'll say, because I'm annoyed with Rob Thompson today with that answer, and obviously I do think he's too lax. But, I mean, you can't completely hide a guy. If he's on the roster, he's on the roster. I mean, John, how many times does a Philly pitcher only go six innings? And then you got a game like that goes to extra innings, and you got to claw through four innings of relief pitching. You know, it can't always be just Alvarado and Strom.
Yeah.
You know, well, on the day before, your pitcher got injured and only pitched two innings. You're stressing,
Correct.
Right. So you use your guys. You already have Alvarado in for two innings, and then the bats don't provide the run support that they need to.
It's
all just a vicious cycle.
It is. But they've got to come out of this. I mean, this is disgraceful baseball right now.
It's not fun to watch.
It is not fun to watch. It really isn't.
I miss when the Phillies were fun.
Yeah, I agree. All right, hopefully the draft is fun tonight. Obviously, wall-to-wall coverage here on WIP until, midnight tonight. What do you want to see the Eagles do? We also have a Twitter poll question of the day about what you expect the Eagles to do in the first round. Twitter poll brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin has a new 2025 Chevy Trax in stock now, starting at only $21,495. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. Poll question, which position do you think the Eagles will take with their first pick? We say first pick because we don't even know if it's going to be a first rounder. Could be early second. They could trade out. But first pick they do make, do you think it'll be a D tackle, an edge rusher, an O lineman, or a safety? Get voting at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. We'll also take a trip down memory lane with some of the classic moments in draft history coming up shortly. Let's go to Dan in Philadelphia right now. Dan, good morning.
Good morning, gang. How are we today?
Doing well, Dan.
Philly's bad, Eagles good, Nets out to whatever. I don't know.
Well, I just said to Jimmy, I said it feels good to actually wear some Eagles gear today, even though that makes me sad. But listen, this Philly team, I said I was worried about them running it back. I feel more and more disconnected. I feel like they go out there and they feel entitled, like they're supposed to win. And if they don't, oh well. Like, and Rob Thompson's starting to really irk me. It's almost like, well, we're not the worst team, so you should be happy about that. That seems to be his attitude. Like, he doesn't take accountability for the team or his performance. And I think it's starting to rub off on the players, maybe. I don't know, but this team just seems to be like, well, we're not the worst.
Dan, did you hear what Kelsey said yesterday about the Phillies?
Yeah,
it resonated. For those that missed it, Jason Kelsey, you know, we did mostly Eagles with him, obviously. But when Jason was in here yesterday, he talked about he thinks the Phillies need a player leader that kind of digs in on them more, you know, that challenges them more.
Makes things uncomfortable.
Yeah, and he specifically, we referenced the Brandon Graham thing. And, you know, what BG did trying to basically bring Jalen and AJ, you know, together by, you know, kind of calling out the situation. And I thought that was very poignant. By Jason. Very poignant.
Would that be? I mean, if I were to pick anybody, it'd be Wheeler. Everybody else are hundreds of millions of dollar players. Like, it just seems like they think they're the best. So, therefore, like, I don't know. It's just a weird dynamic happening with this team. It's like, well, I got a contract for $300 million. I'm not talking about the
Parker
I'm talking about. So, you know, therefore, I am the best no matter what I do, no matter how I perform.
I know.
My contract says I'm the best. So, yeah, this team is really starting.
Look, Dan, I will say this because a lot of what you're saying resonates with me, but there is a flip side. If Romano just didn't exist and Nola just pitched halfway decent, they'd have three or four more wins, and we wouldn't feel like the sky's falling.
All right, well, sure, but then are we gonna count on these bats in the playoffs?
Well,
where they go completely cold like the series.
Hey,
I hear you.
And by the way, I have more confidence in Nola getting it together than this Romano guy. Dan, give me an answer.
I'm just going to sit there. Whatever Howie does, he does. You know, I don't go in the restaurant and ask the chef how he makes my dinner. So, you know, whatever he cooks up is going to be.
You weren't singing this story in 2020, were you, Dan?
I know. He turned it around.
He did. Dan, give me an answer, my man. For Philly's take, it's a notable last.
How about Custer's last stand?
Yeah.
Oh, good answer.
That is a big answer. He died. They almost all died. Custer's last stand. How about that? All right, coming up in 1 minute, a trip down memory lane with some classic NFL draft moments because this is one of the great sporting events annually that's not a game. Not a game. Not a practice.
Not a game.
We talking draft. Not a practice. Not a game. We talking draft. Coming up in 1 minute.
Not really nailing that one, but okay.
I'm doing my best. Coming up in a minute, some of the classic moments.
It's funny
moments.
To me, too.
Me, too, AI. This, that, and the third. Stepping over Tyronn Lue, which may or may not be featured in my book, which may or may not be about sports. We'll get to that another time. All right, let me tell you about PI Dental Center with their decades of experience in complex dental treatment, of which I've now been a patient for 2 decades. My mom a patient there for 3 decades. With Dr. Glenn Wolfinger and Dr. Robert Slough, both board-certified prosthodontists, they specialize in the restoration and replacement of teeth. They are phenomenal with what they do and how they do it. True experts. They've told me people come from Europe for their care. That's how world-renowned they are for excellence. And obviously, you don't have to go from Europe unless you're listening to us right now in France or Spain, and hello to you guys. But if you're in the local area here at Delaware Valley, just get yourself to Fort Washington, real easy. Right by Willow Grove, the Turnpike, the whole deal. They'll take great care of you, man. They are the originators of the teeth in a day. That's a revolutionary treatment that delivers fixed teeth and implants placed for a dramatic transformation in a mere 1 day. So start with their website, PIDentalCenter.com. Visit that website. You can request your new patient evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. All right, the draft. Love it. Except when the Eagles take Jalen Reagor or John Harris or, you know, pick that guy, whoever that guy is.
John Harris might be the worst. Like, if I had to pick the actual
amazing
Eagles
voice,
first
though.
Round pick who did the least.
I think
in
it's
the
Danny
NFL.
Watkins.
But Danny Watkins, like, did John Harris ever play?
Yeah, a little bit. And I got to tell you, Marcus Smith is up there.
It's a good call.
I made
by
a
you.
Prediction. It was about 2 or 3 games into Marcus Smith's career. I said, this guy's not going to have 100 tackles in his career. And I think he ended up with like 20 or 30. Like he just.
Oh, man.
But I mean, the thing about Danny Watkins, I think makes him the worst, is 27-year-old fireman who didn't even like football
yeah.
and was a guard.
Yeah.
I know. So, like, it was weird on the way in, and then obviously...
That was the weirdest on the way in,
yeah,
for sure.
It was. All right, so here's the deal. Not just Eagles draft moments, of which probably the most notable from a national standpoint would be Donovan getting booed. But, John, this is one of the great sporting events that's not actually a game. Now, I want to give you a little taste of audio. This goes back to the mid-90s, just to get the juices flowing. Now, it's not what it used to be when it used to be up in New York every year. And the Jets thing was such a prominent part of the draft feature on ESPN. You know, John, their fans going wild, either with excitement for what they won or anger with what they didn't get. I listen to this. So we wanted Warren Sapp here in Philly in the mid-90s. Obviously, he was a great player at Miami. Eagles took Mamula instead of Sapp. Well, the Jets also passed on Sapp. Listen to this audio years ago, right before the pick, and then the reaction to the pick. This is Jets fans about 30 years ago.
The Jets have about 10 minutes to go on the clock, and the fans are letting you know which way they want to go.
And then lo and behold, the Jets throw the curveball of curveballs.
With the ninth pick in the first round, the New York Jets select tight end from Penn State, Kyle Brady.
Whoops. Ladies and gentlemen, our first real upset, I think, at this point in the draft. Not that Kyle Brady is a reach.
I've ever seen him my entire
life. We could trade him.
Hands down, the biggest
I would trade him. Rest
like, it just gets the... Because, you know, this is a great event. This is the event David Akers was scolding Cowboys fans. This is the event that freaking Drew Pearson was scolding us here in Philly.
I watched Kyle Brady play in high school. I watched Kyle Brady play when he was in ninth grade, and he was 256 pounds, standing above everyone.
I love Kyle Brady.
An incredible tight end.
Problem was,
he wasn't
that good in the press.
For blocking.
So,
you know,
he was a good blocking tight end.
Number 9 overall when Warren Sapp is on the board.
Correct.
Oh, my God.
All right, so, James, you hit one earlier. Classic draft moment when Minnesota missed their pick, and I think they got... I think three or four teams ran up quickly.
I think it was two teams went. They were seventh. They ended up picking ninth, I believe. A team got in seventh. The team got in eighth, and then they picked ninth.
So one thing that happens with these events is sometimes you get the kid, and it's sad. Kid, young adult, whatever you want to call him. It has to just sit there because he gets passed. Aaron Rodgers was one of them.
Is like the go-to.
Brady Quinn.
Yep.
You also had the guy that ended up in Tennessee a few years ago, Will Levis. Remember him and his girlfriend sitting there and just sitting there and just sitting there?
It happened to Dan Marino back
in
the day.
Yeah, that's a classic one for sure.
He got passed by his own backyard squad of the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's how he ended up at the Dolphins. The Steelers did not take Dan Marino from the University of Pittsburgh. It was unbelievable.
H2P.
Oh, that's right. Devin's Pitt, Panthers, who were better when Dan Marino and Tony Dorsett was there than when Devin Caney was there. It's a whole other matter.
Yes, because I played football.
The players that were there when you were there.
Yeah, yeah. No, I did not. I was not blessed with a good football team.
One of my favorites was the, and you know ESPN's going to show it tonight. I think it might be the classic. When the Colts GM years or executive years ago, who the hell is Mel Kiper? Remember that? Mel ripped their pick. I don't know which one it was. And the guy, who the hell's Mel Kiper? And then they're showing Mel. It's classic. Another one through the years that struck me, and this might be the best ever. This might be the best ever. When the picture surfaced of Laramie Tunsil.
That was one of the first, when I was thinking of him, like the bong mask. That was the gas mask bong thing. One of the first things I thought
Did that come out like an hour before the draft?
It was the day of, maybe the day before, but it was right there.
And you know,
he was being talked about as a top two or three pick.
And turned into
13.
A great player.
Yeah.
But there's all a bunch of GMs like, I cannot, and owners like, I cannot
we
present this guy to my
him.
Fan base.
I can't take the gas mask guy. I can't do it.
No, he's really good, though.
I know he
And
is.
Now he's on the
commies. Yeah, he just got traded, yeah.
He's on the commies. We got to deal with them. He's amongst the best offensive linemen in the league.
Yeah, no, he is great. So obviously he justified that pick. But so look, saddle up for tonight and obviously the next couple of days. I would say the
Ricky Williams, another draft moment that stands out to me.
Yeah.
The trade in the draft for
No
for
question.
Ricky.
That one was big. I would say the most controversial pick the Eagles ever made was Jalen Hurts. Imagine that.
Yeah.
He's won him a
I
Super
think you're
Bowl.
Right.
He's become
the total
starter quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles. Probably the most scorned. Now, obviously, it was second round. Probably the most scorned pick the Eagles
the
ever made.
The most, like, people going, what the bleep?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, James, you lost your mind.
I did. I was furious. I was like, what are we doing here?
So that was April 24th, 2020. It was exactly 5 years ago, and someone just retweeted it, and I was going back looking at the replies. And it's hilarious to look back on. Like, Dallas Cowboys fans are laughing at us. Everyone's asking if Howie's okay. Like, what do we have Wentz? Why do we need him? Mm-hmm. Well, it paid off.
Unbelievable.
It paid off.
All right, so, Draft, you can weigh in what you want for tonight and obviously the moments through the years because there are so many. Also, Ray Dittinger will join us in the next couple minutes. A deep dive on this draft with Ray. Let's get to Mike in Northeast Philly. Mike, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Just want to talk a little bit about the Phillies, man. It's very bad. I mean, the thing, problem with the Phillies is there's no alignment, okay? The pitching's good and the bats stink. The bats are good and the pitching stinks. You got to be aligned. It's like your car. If your car's not aligned, it goes off the side of the road. And right now, I think the Phillies are going off the side of the road.
Good point.
And no sense of urgency in the lineup. You know, I mean, it's right now, it's not do or die, but I mean, it's not good, and someone needs to step up and show some kind of sense of urgency.
I agree.
There's no alignment.
I actually disagree with that because Topper has shown more urgency with changing the lineup more.
Yeah,
but I don't know that he's pushing him. So I agree he's changing him, but I don't. I mean, that comment about the randomness of baseball.
He's making so many excuses.
Yes.
Oh yeah, yeah. The excuse making, yes, but I just mean in terms of like changing it. I know Richie was saying you don't love that he keeps changing it, but that's, you know, more than what he's done in seasons past where he just kept rolling out the same lineup over and over again.
Yeah, I'm glad he's not doing that because if he did that, Bohm would have been hitting 3 or 4 for the whole month. Right. And look, he had 3 hits yesterday.
How long are we going to keep experimenting with this lineup?
Well, until Bryson Stott put it together.
Bryson Stott is a good leadoff hitter.
Is he, though, against a left-handed starting pitcher?
Sure.
Do you know that answer?
Yes.
No, we don't know that answer.
I know that Bryson Stott, when he's uninjured, is good against righties and lefties. Last year, he was injured. Last year, we had a left-handed leadoff hitter the whole year, and he was unconventional, and it worked out. I'm fine with having an unconventional Bryson Stott leadoff. Let's just get something definitive. Let's get something set in stone. So these guys, I'm told all the time, baseball players are creatures of habit. Yeah. They like knowing where they sit in the order. Well, they don't know.
I just don't think that's the issue. I don't.
I think they've got lots of issues. Yeah. And I think one of the issues is you need a hard and fast, like, leader infusion. Let's get our manager telling guys the way it's going to be. Let's get the leaders, Bryce and Schwarber and those who are playing best, leading by example, and they need to play better.
Yeah,
on the way,
no question. All right, Mike, I got to get to the ditty in honor of the Eagles holding the last pick in tonight's first round. Give us a notable last.
Okay, I got one that I always wanted to use as a final cut for a record album title, and I want to call it The Last Supper.
Oh, that's a big answer there. Oh, man. The Last Supper. I thought the last word was a good answer. The Last Supper is a big answer.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.